This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, we're back. It's our first show for 2021.
Happy Monday.
Oh, goodness. I'm not hearing you. The normal way.
You don't what?
No, I hear you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The happy Monday though, it wasn't all warm and Morgan-y in my ears. That was weird.
Look at Rin with shades weird. On. Sheesh.
Yeah. Center stage. I mean, trying to look cool, you know?
Yeah. You're pulling it.
It's
man.
Sorry, I'm still eating right now.
Hey, you know what? Whatever it takes, let's just it's funny because I woke up on 2020, the first day of 2021. I'm like, oh, it's a whole new year. And then it was a regular. I was like, no, it's the same. But it's, positivity. That's what's important, you guys. So how's it been going? Two whole weeks.
I had a great vacation. I mean, I know that obviously it's not what we would have hoped for, but we made the best of it. We had a good holiday. It was fun, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I had a lovely, it's funny because about, Thursday, maybe Christmas Eve, I was like, that'd be nice to get back in my regular routine again.
Oh, geez. Really?
Sleep until noon, going to bed at 2 a.m. It's just not really, it's not who I am. I
mean, apparently it is,
as a working girl, it's just, boy, you just let it all go. No,
you let it all go.
Let it all go. Yes. Yep. I just don't, I don't seem to really be able to schedule myself when I'm off. And, you can't go anywhere. So it's, there you are.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know when the last time I had another person in my car was. It's been forever. I met my buddy Brian and actually Peter a couple different times for surf. And yeah, we don't drive together anymore.
No.
I mean, exactly. Or you follow me.
Yeah. You keep your COVID in your car.
Stupid.
I'm going to keep mine in mine.
I know. Well, I don't want to go home and have to tell the wife someone was in the car with me.
Yeah. No.
Trouble.
Yeah. Confined spaces,
I don't want no trouble.
I'm so sick of it. But that's life.
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Well, one of the things, the first week of our vacation, I loved it. And I surfed a ton and I had a great time. And the second week was, I think, more people were off the second week.
Oh, things got crowded the
second
week.
And my area was absolutely packed. Traffic in town, you couldn't cross town.
Oh, man.
It was crazy. So definitely less fun the second week, and I stayed home more because of that. Because I just realized, it's not my...
I don't need to go out.
Well, I did need to go out. I had a million things to do, but I found myself saying, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get stuff done that I would have done, and I skipped things that I would have. It just is the way it is. It was packed completely. So it was for you, too.
It was noticeably... I didn't do much, really, either of the weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But the second week, we went on a bike ride. My girlfriend's birthday is on the 29th, which sucks for her. It's between Christmas and New Year's and COVID, so you can't do anything. So we went on a bike ride for her birthday.
Yeah. That's nice.
I know. It was really nice, except we were riding our bikes out to the beach where we were going to do a picnic and everything. And I'm telling you, we've gone there plenty of times. And you go and you see one or two people. Like, no lie. It was like it was a midsummer beach day. The cars on both sides of the road, all the way 2 miles from the beach. And the just thick with people the whole time. I'm like, this is a terrible idea. This is we shouldn't be doing this. This is terrible. This is wrong. This is no good.
That's what I did too. There were a bunch of days when I was going to go surfing and looked at the crowd out there and just went, how is that safe?
Right.
Like I find places where I can go surfing and be sort of, you know, spaced
by
out.
By yourself, right.
I don't even need to be by myself, but there needs to be enough space so that you don't feel like you're breathing on each other.
Right.
But yeah, there's the second week was I just found myself staying home way more than I wanted to.
Yeah.
But
it was eye opening though. And I thought, of course, everyone's off this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, if they have people in town, they're like, get out, go to the beach.
Yep.
Or they're at home and the kids and,
Look, I'm in the same boat with the family thing. I realize a lot of single people just go, that's your problem. It is my problem. Mm-hmm. I'm home and I have a family full of people stuck in a house and we got to find something to do. So I actually, as people are hitting the beach, I get it. I know you're just trying to get out of the house, but you know, the people who live around there are going, ugh, we're inundated.
Yeah. I noticed that you've done a little decorating.
I know. I love it.
It looks so good.
Looks great. Yeah.
How do you like the Alice sign, everybody?
Is that framed? Is that a frame?
Yeah. What's
I told you guys
there?
She wouldn't let me just thumbtack it to the wall like I was going to.
Rightfully so. It looks great.
Yeah, it looks really good framed.
She ordered a frame, measured it, ordered it, and then I put it in together and we put it up yesterday. It looks good.
The whole composition of your square now is just balanced. And it just
fulfilled.
It's lovely.
We're all killing it now with our backgrounds.
Oh my God,
I think.
Just killing it. Yes, that's the word.
Uh-huh.
We have this Zoom thing dialed.
Yeah.
And good thing, just in time, because this is the new way. This is how it's going to be.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, I've been thinking. I know our work life, our actual work building, has been in multiple different states of use, as in. We're leaving. We're staying. We're leaving. We're staying. Mm. I'm not quite sure where we've landed this week, but
I think we're staying.
Staying. That was the last thing I heard. But
But that's been bouncing around is my point. So I wonder when we'd be called back, and if we're called back, where will we go? Like, what building will that be in? What studio would it be? Studio, the one Nicole's sitting in?
I just don't know.
Yeah, it's a trip.
The world is a mystery right now.
Yeah.
The world is a mystery. Is that a song?
The world is a ghetto is what I was singing.
I was thinking the world is a vampire.
You want to hear something funny, Bryn?
Yes, I do.
Speaking of songs, I forget what song I was playing with my family, and she goes, it was Glass Animals is the band. And I'm playing this in the car. It's mellow and... I have to skip the curse word songs, but anyway, she goes, this reminds me of, hold on, let me play it for you. And she finds this artist, I guess it's from the 90s. It's a soul artist, singer, and she plays it, and I go, nope, never heard it. And she goes, Brynwood, no.
What song is it?
I don't know. I'll ask her when she gets up. But
I probably wouldn't know it, I'm sure.
You probably do.
But you guys are like musical soul sisters.
I know. That's why I brought it up. It was funny to hear her. She goes right to the Bryn card.
Of course.
Bryn would know. Well, all right.
You don't know. Bryn would
know. It's all the good music, guys.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think so. I actually think you guys might have missed out on the good music.
Get with the program, okay?
You went down the wrong path.
Hey. Speaking of soul, did you guys watch that movie over the vacation?
Oh, like a million times, yeah.
How great is that?
It's so good. You know what? Pixar, you've done it again. I don't know how they do it.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
What a great movie.
That's not a kid movie. Oh, wait, that's not a question. Is that a kid movie?
Well,
I don't think so. My nieces, who are 7 and 4, had a hard time grasping.
My kids walked away.
Yeah, oh, Cameron loves it.
Yeah, my oldest niece walked away. Yeah.
You know, we talked about that because the four of us sat down and watched it and we loved it. And then afterwards we were like, so that actually has some pretty tough to grasp concepts. Mm-hmm. And
super deep. Super
oh my
deep.
God, on so many levels, that but movie present, is so great.
Presented in the most adorable way, though, so the
right.
kids will love
I mean,
it.
They had yeah. all the little cute uh-huh. little souls, little octopus people. I don't know.
It
like,
reminds me of the Inside Out type animation.
I yeah. agree, mm-hmm. and Inside Out is one of our favorites, but Inside Out has those, has like, you know, anger with the fire in his head, yeah. and like this, I just thought, look, I'm not saying it's kids won't like it. My kids kind of walked off. I was riveted and watched it three different times.
Oh, you oh did God. By yourself.
So
I loved
good.
It. I absolutely. Well,
I
the first time the kids were around, so they were ruining it, which is how that goes.
Of course.
Yes.
And then the second time I went, I'm watching this. I loved it and missed way too much the first time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I don't know, later I watched it again just because here yeah. I still am.
Something yeah. to do.
In the house.
Did
you guys watch Wonder Woman?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
I did.
I kept trying to
I watched
play
it.
On it.
I didn't
no
love
one
it.
Would watch it with
I didn't oh. like it at all.
Oh,
I think,
no. Oh,
I
I'm so glad I didn't watch it.
She is great.
Yeah.
I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
The villain, stupid. The
Who's
story,
the villain?
Stupid. The script, yeah. stupid. I actually went back to watch it a second time because I was so bored. I missed how the... I don't want to give anything away, but something happens. Someone comes back, and I'm like, I don't
they
even
show
know how that guy
trailer.
Got back here.
I was going to ask you, how that guy get back there?
That's
it's
right.
just, it's all bunk. I didn't like it.
Oh.
I'm bummed. I really, really, really think she's great, but they got to get a better script writer. I feel like it's like Thor. Thor was terrible for two movies, and then they got someone to sort of nail it.
Yeah.
And since then, he's been a great character, but Yeah, I don't. I was curious. I thought maybe you would have a different perspective, but
sounds
I'll
like
wait
you guys both didn't like it. Did you watch it, Nikki?
No, I'm not really into that. I didn't even watch the first one, so I was like,
oh,
yeah,
no.
I watched Bridgerton.
She watches everything else though.
Oh my God!
I watched Bridgerton and Red.
To watch Bridgerton with me, my girlfriend was telling me it's like a period piece, but it's like funny and sexy.
Yeah, it's Shonda Rhimes, so.
But yeah, I kept telling John that it's got to be... Oh, it's on books?
Yeah, so I read the first... I already finished the first two books, and then I watched it in a day. And it's... There's like 8 or 7 episodes, I think.
In a day. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What else
Very
am I doing?
Well done.
What nice. Else Nothing else going on. Way to power through. Yeah.
It's cool. It's what I liked about it was the music, was because they took like Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and... Maroon 5 and made it into classical music. So I was listening
cool.
And Ariana Grande's Thank You Next. I was there's this one dancing and I was like, I know this song, and it was Bad Guy in classical.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm sorry, the whole cast breaks into dance?
Well, it's like, you know, ballrooms.
Oh, right. Yeah. They would be doing all those dances that
yeah.
the people did.
Jane loves it.
Yuck.
I saw her post about it on Instagram.
Yeah, we started it. I'm like, oh, this is right up my alley. And then John was like, I'm not watching this. What?
Good for him. You know, I often wonder. I do know we do a lot of things for our people because
they're our people,
right? But I've often wondered when you say, "Oh, John loves it." I think he can't love it.
Yeah.
He just can't.
He won't watch anything he doesn't want to watch because there's too much else on to watch. You know,
right?
He'll find something else.
Right.
That's the problem, though, is finding the thing. And I know we've said this before, but I just. It's the most boring thing in my entire life is listening to people argue about what we're going to watch on TV, reading reviews about it, deciding, starting something up. We're giving this 5 minutes. We're going to give this one 10 minutes.
Mm.
And then like one person's into it and everyone else is like, no. And it's just, oh, God, TV used to be so simple. It used to be so simple.
Well, it's still simple. You guys have multiple TVs. It's not simple because you're trying to get everyone in one room to watch the same show.
Even
I can't believe you are able to pull it off at all. As a kid, I would never. I watch things with my mom because we had our little time together.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch Knott's Landing and there's a few Dallas and one other one I can't think of. Doesn't matter. Dynasty was the other one I watched with my mom. Anyway,
but just to spend time with mom,
right? And as far as like watching, you know. All the stuff, everyone, there's no way it would have happened.
Yeah. Well, it's getting harder. It's getting more and more difficult. The only things we all watched together as a family this year were which, you know, normally we would watch Love Actually. My kids actually said at dinner, I was like, oh, do you guys want to watch Love Actually? They go, yeah, we'll take a year off. I was like, amazing. It's okay. I just watched it, actually. I got stuck on it a couple weeks ago. So I was like, all right.
Oh, that's good.
We could skip it. But the only things we watch were the two Pixar movies. We watch Onward, which we hadn't seen yet, which is excellent.
Adorable. Oh, you loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And then Soul, which was just great. And, like, John Batiste does the jazz compositions and I guess maybe performs those things. But Trent Reznor did the music for that.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so his name pops up at the end. I'm like, oh, my God. So I want to go back and listen to it with that, you know, watch it again. And I've only seen it once. I know you went back and watched it a couple times. But I want to watch it again with that in mind and listen for that because it must be some of the mood music and stuff. I couldn't really.
Yeah, he has a few. I think the records are called Ghosts, but they're a bunch of ambient sort of music. He's good. He's a great writer.
Sure.
So good for him.
Clearly. Well, look, when you hook up with Pixar, I mean, you know.
No doubt. Yeah, that movie
that's
turned
a studio
out great.
Oh, I know. I loved it. I loved it so much. So what else? Nikki, what did you do?
I'm trying to think. It seems like it was forever ago. I really died.
You know, I'll help you for a second. Think about what you've got and then let us know. But so one of the things I told you guys, we'd been decorating our house and then our neighbors went absolutely crap crazy with it. One of the things that was happening is our neighborhood became the destination to roam.
Of course.
And that first week of vacation, I would open up the door to go get the mail or, you know, any random thing, and then I'd slam it shut because there would be 20 people walking around our street just taking in the Christmas vibe. It was both super neat and absolutely terrifying because we're in a pandemic, and I'm like,
right.
How did we, here we are sort of decorating because we're trapped in the house, and what we've done is bring the sickness to our street. So stupid, but also delightful. Like, there it was.
What a nice view out the front window.
Yeah, it was absolutely great to see everybody sort of taking in the vibe, and you could hear, and like, everyone was basking in it for sure. I mean, I didn't go out, but the missus would, you can't believe how many people are out there. It's so great. Okay.
Great slash.
Like an amusement park.
Deadly.
I finished my Legos is what I did.
Oh, Legos? All right.
I had the, for Christmas, I got the Friends Central Perk, the coffee shop.
Which was the funniest.
Yeah, you cracked up when I told you that.
It was the funniest thing. On Christmas night, we did a happy hour party. And
I heard that went great.
Didn't it, Bryn? Bryn, do you remember how great it went?
Yeah.
It was great.
Christina goes, I think Bryn might have been drunk.
Well, I started drinking at 11 a.m. that day, and then V hits me up like, hey, let's go live. Sarah and Nicole's down. And I'm like, okay. But then by the time we got – and Sarah kept pushing it back. No, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9. Until 9 o'clock
Christmas
we hopped
night,
on.
You know?
Yeah,
so
I know. Exactly.
I'm like, you guys, I'll do this with you, but I'm in the middle of – eating roast beef or whatever.
So I was there to facilitate is what I was.
Is that what you were there for?
I was there to turn it on.
The funny part was we're on for half an hour and Bryn is just not even in.
I was
like,
so
four squares,
tired.
There's no picture of him on the thing. So we're like, okay, well. And then I didn't even know we were live.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, Nicole knew, right? Nicole?
I
told
know.
You guys you're live.
He did
you're
say
live. And
then he just like, disappeared.
I'm like,
I
what
was
he
exhausted,
say?
Man.
I missed that.
I've been drinking
so we're
11
we're blah, 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 and I don't even know we're on the air. And then, so
on
half
the
an
air,
hour.
On
whatever.
The Instagram,
whatever it is. On the Insta air.
In the digital
so
air.
We, I'm like, okay, well, we're done. Let's sign off.
Just sign off. It's fine.
I'm like.
Leave it blank.
What do we do? It'll just be Bryn's
empty square.
Like we're so then we're like calling Bryn. I'm calling Anita. Like what's going on?
You called
on?
Anita, really?
Yeah. trying to get.
You know
a
what
hold
happened
you.
Was I got up and I walked past my bed and I go, oh, I'm gonna sit down for a second.
Your bed's in that room.
in this room. It wasn't. I moved my bed out of this room because I was like, I need a different place to have work and sleep.
Oh.
So what's the it makes
no
sense,
nothing
it?
No it's all fine anyone who saw it wow
so you still sleep by yourself
Yes,
because of the snoring,
and because of the time, you know,
the hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so different. There are, there's
no,
still,
I know it's
you know how it is. Yeah,
it's life. Yeah, there's. I actually, one of the things we pressed play on, and I haven't gone back to finish it, but we watched the Jennifer Aniston on Apple TV. It's called The Morning Show.
Yeah, what
I watched that too.
I did. You know what? I didn't see enough to say I like it, or it looks very much like the Matt Lauer story is what it looks like.
Yeah. Oh.
So I haven't seen enough. I'm sure it goes on beyond that and becomes its own thing, but it's about the character who's had a bunch of affairs and is being thrown out. And
you end up hating Steve Carell. And I think that was possible. I didn't think that was possible, but he does such, he does a really good job. And so,
but there's a moment in that first episode where she is saying, my whole damn life revolves around this 3 a.m. wake up. Mm. My whole life revolves around this show I've been doing for 15, you know, and she has this rant, and it's, I was like, I know that. I know that.
I'm on vacation. I don't really need to be reminded about
the
whole
revolving.
No,
it was very much like they nailed it. Like the people who do this type of shift, this type of show, absolutely. So what you're saying, Bryn, is very much like, right. Yeah. Everybody around us makes adjustments so that we can do this.
Because this is the hard and fast. This is the only, this is it. This little window.
Right.
We're making this happen. Do not walk in here. Do not bother us. We're doing a show.
Right.
It's show business.
Right.
On the Zoom cameras.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Just noticed the time. We'll be
still
right back.
Still as windy as ever.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.